Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. Let it go, let it go, can't hold it back anymore. I'm so weak. What up, Tiger Lily Squad? How y'all doing? How y'all living? How y'all feeling? Welcome to another episode of Just Living, sis. How you doing, girl? If you haven't already, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I appreciate all the love so far. But before we get anything started, I want to sit down and just do a little quick prayer for the people of Australia. Father God, please watch over them. Please bless their families. Please bless the loved ones that have lost anyone who are hurt, who may be struggling in this time of need. Bring that place together. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. But let's get into today's episode. In the beginning, I sung the Let It Go song. This is what I did, because I notice, right, on maybe the universe is trying to show me something, or folks are really dealing with this type of situation. But sincerely, all through social media, I've been seeing a lot of quotes basically saying, when it's time to let it go, let it go. When someone isn't ready to set to deal with you, set them free. If you left them for a particular reason, but the reasons haven't changed, why bring them back into your life? Let them go. A lot of times we forget our worth and we forget what's important. I've been seeing so much of this stuff up and through the social fair, and it got me to think, like, a lot of times we don't know how to let go of someone. Let it be your ex, let it be a friend, let it be a job, whatever it is. Right now, though, hey, we're gonna deal with a partner. Whether it's a situationship, whether you guys are just dating, whether you guys are in a full relationship, I have some 4 tips, and I have notes because, like, I'm really serious about this, sis. I'm really serious. So I have notes into why I feel like it's so hard for us, especially as, I can't just say women, because I know a couple guys who, like, they cannot let go of their ex or a person that they dated. Like, they will stop talking to them and then they'll bring these people back into their life. And not more so to date them again, but to just have them around, just have them there. A person I could flirt with real quick, or a person I could just sit up and talk to. Well, I'm not even trying to date them like that no more, but I just want them in my life. What was the point of bringing them back into your life? Whatever. But here are my 4 tips as to why I think this is a thing. So the first one is, like, you're holding on to the thought of what you thought, the idea of what you thought this person brought into your life. Like, you're holding on to how they were, or how they made you feel in the good moments of your relationship. A lot of times we hold on to this idea and we forget the reality, right? A lot of times we forget to assess what really happened as to why me and this person, or you and this person, or whoever and this person is not on that wavelength anymore. So take the time and just like really sit down and just just write down some stuff. Okay, so why did we break up? Why did we stop talking? What were they not giving me as to why we stopped talking? What made me cringe when it, like, just be honest with yourself. Also write the good things too, because you don't want to just dwell on the bad, but don't let that cloud your judgment as to the main reason as to why you guys stop messing around with and why you can't seem to let this person go. My second thing is, you're stalking them on social media. Let's keep it a buck, right? So the world we live in right now makes it super easy to still see what someone is doing without them knowing. Like, you can stalk somebody and they will not even know you was looking at their stuff unless you accidentally press like. That's the only reason why they know. And if you think about it, the more that you're focusing on what they are doing, the less you're focusing on you or possibly a good thing that's standing right in front of you. Like, you're so focused on, okay, me and my ex are not together no more. I don't want to be with them, but I still want to see what they doing. Or I know this probably is somebody I need to let go, but it's so hard for me to let go because I really care about them. I remember the idea of what I thought we were, not the reality, the idea of what I thought we were. And now I want to see what they're doing on social media. I just want to just stalk them for a little bit until one day your bubble is going to get burst because they're going to post something that literally will have you up in arms. It will have you feeling insecure. It will give you anxiety because you had no business, sis or sir, if the sirs are listening, you had no business on their page. That's why sometimes it's easy to, like, just like when you and a person just like cut it off, to almost like just remove them off of social media as well, because there's no value for you watching what they're doing. Like, it doesn't do anything for you at all, right? The third thing is that we are, like, in a sense, holding on to closure. We're holding and we're looking for, not holding on to closure, I'm sorry. We're looking for closure and we're asking ourselves why. Like, okay, why did this end? Why did we not work out? Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? Or you bring them back into your life because you just want to have that ending conversation, or you haven't fully committed to letting them go because you just want to have that ending chat, or you just want to sit down and have conversations as to why we didn't work out. And sometimes you're just not going to get that. Sometimes it's you just, and a lot of times we want the closure because, okay, like, okay, I know why it didn't work out. Okay, cool. Okay, say you know why it works out. You really think you're going to feel better now? No, you're not. You're running, in a sense, you're running away from the feeling. You're running away from the emotion. You guys did not work out for a specific reason. There's a reason why you guys stopped talking. Like, unless the reasons for you guys stopped talking have changed, I don't understand the point of holding on to them or bringing them back into your life. Even if you say, okay, you know what? We could just be friends. Sooner or later, you're going to start to feel what you were feeling before, and then you're going to start to feel some sort of way because now you're back into the same cycle. So I'm feeling a certain way about this person, but the same things that were the issue before, he or she has not changed. Now I'm back into the same situation again, feeling the same way again, looking for closure and wondering why again. Like, come on, sis. Let's be better. You're dope. Stop forgetting that you're dope. Stop settling for morons. And that goes for the fellas too. Like, stop. Like, for example, if you knew you didn't want to be in a relationship, but you knew this girl wanted to be in a relationship with you, and you guys stopped talking, and then y'all start talking again, but now y'all just are cool. Y'all just are just, in quotations, friends. Eventually, those feelings, you guys start hanging out with each other time and time again. Eventually, those feelings are going to come back. they're going to come because girls are emotional. It's going to come back because she's feeling that what I said in the first one, that representation, that idea again as to why you guys worked in the first place or why you guys got together in the first place. But then we're forgetting what was the reason why we stopped talking to begin with. You understand what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in that situation again. Like, don't do that. My last and final point, and a lot of y'all are going to sit down and be like, come on, Shay. Like, are you serious? But really, you're a narcissist. So you enjoy people just making you feel good. You enjoy people giving you attention. You enjoy having people around. You enjoy it. Like, even if you're making somebody else feel bad by you still being around, and you're not giving a person what they really want, but you feel as though, well, I'm in their life, so they need to just get over it. No, it's wrong to keep people around or to keep somebody around for your own good, but you're not benefiting them in no capacity. Like, it's time to, like, not even do some stuff like that. It's time to grow up. It's time to move on and let it go. Like, a lot of times we hold on to our exes or we hold on to people that we let go of because we're so scared of what else might be out there, or we're so scared to be by ourselves that we'd rather just hold on to a person in the past that clearly it just didn't work out for whatever reason it was. It just didn't work out, and it doesn't have to be you guys have to be like enemies or anything. It just didn't work out. You know what I mean? Like, you're still holding on to said individual because you're scared to look elsewhere. How does a girl and a guy stop talking because he is not ready to fully commit, or he doesn't want to fully commit to her, and she is brokenhearted by this. She lets him go, right? And then they stop talking for about a year or however, and then they start talking again, but now they're talking more often than usual, and now she's discussing her partner or the potential partners with this ex. But they're almost falling back into their same patterns because now it's like, okay, yeah, I'm dating someone, other people, but eventually I'm just going to stop dating them because what I really want, the attention that I'm seeking, I'm getting from you. Why would I start looking at other people anymore? Now I got you back into my life, but I forget that the reason why we stopped talking to begin with is because you did not want a serious relationship. So what does that lead me into? Looking for closure, asking why. Now I'm going to look and stalking on your Instagram, see what the heck you doing, why you can't hang out with me, who is you with? Or now I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm idolizing what I think we are. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So these are the reasons as to why I feel like people hold on to their ex or bring their exes back into their life when they just didn't need to come back. And that doesn't mean that we need to be enemies. A lot of time, a lot of people think because me and my ex is not in my life anymore means that we're enemies. No, you could wish your ex all the best. From time to time, you could say, hey, what's up? How you doing? But you don't, just because you don't bring them into your life, back into your life, does not mean it needs to be a negative thing. It's that time for you to focus on you and focus on bettering you and not look backwards, look forward, because not looking forward, it might be like a blessing for you right there, but you're not paying attention to it because you rather look behind you. Let's keep pushing forward. If you guys were meant to be the person in the back, if y'all were meant to be, God would bring the person back into your life in a different way, not the same way as to why y'all stopped talking to begin with. So anyways, that is my rant today on the subject. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I just saw a lot of this on social media. I've seen it in my personal life. I dealt with it, and I just really wanted to talk about it. But yeah, see you. later. Yeah, bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Just Living and Holding Onto Your Ex. If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I really appreciate you. Send all your questions to connect@essenceofshay.com. And I will talk to y'all next week. See you later. Bye.